So, can you hear that? That's me waiting for the bathroom. I need to take a shower, but my son is in there. This noise right here is part of why I have to get up sometimes at 1 in the morning to get anything done. Here, I'll let you enjoy it for a second. Hey, you about done?
You like to argue, so I said that
this
the law school.
All right.
Can you please move?
This is my life, folks. Hey friends, this is Melissa here with the Never Not Working podcast, where I chronicle the adventure of starting up a social enterprise called Never Not Learning, the anxiety, the joy, the hustle, all that. So, it is a Wednesday, so that means I just finished up one side hustle, which is a little substitute teaching gig that I've been doing the last few weeks. I'm headed to my next side hustle, which is a food delivery app thing that I'm going to do for a few hours, make some cash, and then I'm going to spend the rest of the day following up on potential leads for classes next semester. The principal of my current school has made an introduction with the principal of another private school, and so I'm going to really look into that. And then there's just a few other contacts that I have been recommended to me, so I'm gonna hustle and try and do my little magic, make my spiel, wow them, razzle dazzle them. But I wanted to kind of co-sign on something that Gary Vaynerchuk says. I think I've mentioned before, he's like I feel like honestly, so much of what I'm doing now wouldn't be happening if I hadn't heard him speak. And so I'm like really grateful and all this stuff. But anyway, one of the things he says is, if you want to do something, do it. It's not about planning and strategizing and talking about it and all that stuff. It really is about just get started. When I started Never Not Learning, I did my first makerspace in January, and it was a tiny room that a school had, and it was a few bins of materials, and I really didn't have I had an idea of what it was supposed to do, what it was supposed to be, but it really was starting just with nothing. And then over the summer I did pop-up maker spaces on Saturdays at another school, and it was hot. It was really, that was a real struggle. Surprisingly, a lot of people didn't want to come out in 100 degree heat to make things with me. But I did some festivals, whatever, just anything anybody offered to me, I did it. And in a surprisingly short time, I'm now starting to see like, wow, this is actually becoming a thing. This is actually, like, I've got two schools that I do classes with now. And my workshops that I do on the side, they're starting to get attendance. There's the potential for much bigger things to come just in this spring semester. So, real talk, like, if there is a dream, if there's something, just do it. Like, at whatever, I think Joseph Campbell said this too, like, follow your bliss at whatever level you're able to. If you can't quit your job and do it, then find a way to do it in the evenings. If just, even if it's not perfect, it doesn't have to be perfect, because through doing it, you will perfect it. You're not going to perfect it by thinking about it. So anyway, that's my little pep talk. Go do it. You can do the thing. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're out there being the magic that you were put here to be. And I will talk to you soon. Have a great day, guys. Bye.